You are listening to the Leadership or Delete sidebar episode. Join Austin and Dice as they put some smoke in the air.
Welcome to another episode of Leadership of the Leaf sidebar edition.
Sidebar. I love sidebar, sir.
I do too. This sidebar is all about July 4th.
What? July 4th? So because it's a 4th of July episode, please enlighten our listeners to what you're smoking on.
I'm smoking on a United Cigar firecracker.
Firecracker? That's a small one. Was it four by something? That's a small one, right?
It's got a fuse on the end. I did a V-cut perpendicular to the fuse so that way I can keep the fuse intact. And I'm going to smoke the cigar along with the fuse.
So is it an actual fuse or is it just, it's more of just wound up tobacco that looked like a fuse?
Yes.
All right, perfect.
Long tail, if you will.
Yeah. What are you pairing it with, sir?
Oh, well, I am pairing it with Jean Lafitte rum. And if you don't know, Jean Lafitte actually is a 19th century gentleman pirate and privateer. He was integral to the United States' success in the War of 1812, Battle of New Orleans. He offered a sizable advantage to the U.S. The crew of Lafitte was formed into the honor, and then that's how actually Mardi Gras tradition started getting brought around. So Jean Lafitte, the rum is based off Jean Lafitte, the person who actually helped the United States fight a war.
And you did a little homework to smoke for this episode.
I did. A good episode. And obviously, Jean Lafitte rum is made right here in the United States of America, down in Florida, made off of Florida sugarcane molasses. So I was just like, let's go all patriotic for this.
Man, you have made me look like a schmuck then.
Gee, what are you smoking, Dice?
I'm smoking from the United Series cigar. It is a Rojas Street Taco firecracker, also known as elote, which is street corn.
Oh, so nothing more American than some Mexican food, huh?
Yeah, it also has a pigtail or a fuse. I also deep V cut perpendicular. I want to keep the fuse. I'm going to smoke through it just like you, my friend. And again, Schmucky McGee here. I'm drinking Hennessy.
What?
Hennessy is from France, made by an Irishman. But this Hennessy I'm actually smoking is Hennessy Champagne that I purchased when I was in Japan. So it has nothing to do with American patriotic at all.
Man, you a bitch.
I'm smoking a firecracker. Does that count?
No? Street taco?
But it's a firecracker nonetheless. All right, yeah.
What fire are you, cracker?
Wow. Elote, street corn. Whatever. Moving forward.
Schmuck. So I thought in this episode, Dice, a little bit about the history of July 4th. The one of, you know, how our nation's birthday, stuff like that.
Not just about shooting fireworks and going to the doctor because you can't shoot fireworks correctly?
No. Although that is a huge part of it.
Oh, man. This is going to be a great episode. Sidebar episode, because I love just talking shit. So July 4th, celebrated for a very long time.
You don't say.
Do you know the original day that they was trying to make our Independence Day?
July 2nd.
Why July 2nd?
Because John Adams wanted the nation's birthday to be. However, July 4th was the actual day that the Declaration of Independence was formally adopted.
Correct. And for the longest, John Adams really was pushing for July 2nd. But as it got pushed through the systems and made an official holiday, they chose July 4th because of that exact reason. But could you imagine be like, happy July 2nd?
Ha! We ring in the new year. Well, not the new year. The new birthday year of our little country here. Usually with fireworks. And Americans tend to spend more than $1 billion on fireworks annually.
That I can absolutely see that. If you compare to just, I'm in Vegas, so you just compare, every casino shoots fireworks on July 4th. Every single casino. It looks like the 4th of July out there. But it's a very, very elaborate show.
Yeah, I can imagine the Vegas skyline just lighting up with fireworks.
Well, you're new to your area, so I'm curious to how that's going to play out for you.
Being near St. Louis, that they have a 4th of July celebration where they shoot fireworks with the arch in the background, however you're looking at it. They shoot some fireworks like kind of over the river because the Mississippi River is right by the arch, if you didn't know. So they actually take a barge out on the water and shoot off fireworks.
Oh, that's badass.
Yeah, so hopefully I could see that later tonight. Hopefully I can make that trip out there. How the kid holds up. You know, we got to shoot our fireworks off here. You know, he loves doing the little sparklers and stuff like that.
That's cool. You have a dog. How's your dog with fireworks, you know?
He hates fireworks. He does not like the bangs and everything else, so we tend to put a thunder shirt on him to kind of help wrap him up a little bit, to kind of squeeze him, give him a little bit of comfort. And then we try to just console him as much as possible and let him stay inside and hide under beds and stuff as much as possible.
So with that, I throw caution to the wind to our fellow veterans out there who may have PTSD or have some kind of trauma associated with it. So please keep that in mind if you have neighbors or anybody that's close to you that may not want to celebrate as well as everyone else does. But let's be honest, it's not going to stop us because we're a nation that's we're very prideful. So we do it every year.
For the veterans that have the PTSD, you know, this is a right that they fought for. I don't think I know of a veteran that would say, don't shoot off fireworks. They may just not want to be out and celebrate with you. If you invite them and they say no, accept that no. Accept it and say, okay, cool. Is there anything we can do to make this time on you?
When you think of 4th of July and celebrating and shooting fireworks, what song comes to mind?
Greenwoods.
I knew you was going to say something off. You know exactly where I'm headed.
Star Spangled Banner. Of course this is Star Spangled Banner.
When did that become my national anthem?
Ooh, I want to say 1930s?
Yeah, 1931, Francis Scott Key. And I could be wrong, but it wasn't even a song. It was like a poem, right?
Yeah, he was captive on a ship and wrote about it. And I think he wrote about it in 1929, but I don't think it became formally adopted as the national anthem until 1931.
Yeah. And that was so Francis Scott Key, do you play Star Spangled Banner when you're shooting fireworks?
No, not like I don't like specifically put it on just to be all like, patriotic and stuff.
Wait, hold on, don't like that yet. Hold on, we gotta wait for the song.
No, but I do know that like every time I go to a show that has it on there, kid. There used to be, we used to go to our town, our town fireworks display, and they would have it on over the finale.
Oh, that's pretty badass. I don't think I've ever went to one as a kid.
Well, it was usually like, because, you know, everyone kind of like either parks in their cars or they haven't seated. So they had it playing over, when I was a kid, I grew up in a small town. So they had it playing over loudspeakers, but if you couldn't like get to the thing or you were watching your car, tuned to a local radio station, they would have the music on that radio station synced up to the fireworks display.
Oh, that's badass. That's cool. Yeah, another trivia question. Trivia question for you.
Yes.
Are we the only nation that celebrates the 4th of July?
No. So that there's one other nation. I think
it's not England.
Philippines?
it's the Philippines. The Philippines also celebrates their independence on the 4th of July. After falling under Japanese control during World War II, the U.S. and Filipino forces fought together to regain control. They gained their independence on the 4th of July around 1946.
Whoop whoop. Right after World War II, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I will say my fuse did not light, sir.
My fuse has not lit. I haven't reached it, but I had to take the band off because it was getting close to it because the band is rather large on this thing. Like, band is.
Yeah. Oh,
so, yeah. I got the fuse between my finger and my thumb, and I'm going to try to mesh down as the burn line gets closer. So we'll see. I may just have to take the fuse off. We'll see. How did, do you know, how did George Washington celebrate the 4th of July?
George Washington was a G. He was an OG. Cherry tree, yeah. Wooden teeth, whatever you want to call him.
Original G.
I know he gave his soldiers a double ration of rum to celebrate the 4th of July.
And I'm drinking rum.
Look at that. Look at this motherfucker over here.
Like a motherfucker.
Oh, you pouring another one. That's a double ration.
Double ration.
Oh, that's pretty cool, man. I wish I prepared more. Now I feel like a complete schmuck. Not drinking rum. I'm not even drinking American drink. I'm not even smoking like an American patriotic cigar. I'm just lame.
Correct me if I'm wrong, ladies and gentlemen. Correct us on Instagram at Leadership of the Leaf. But we all knew that Dice was lame. Just feel free to comment and be like, yeah, I already knew that.
They're going to be like, but that's a good cigar, though.
You ain't wrong. You are not wrong there. But yeah, double ration of rum for his soldiers. I love it. That's a boss move right there. Like, hey, guys, I know you're fighting for us. Here's some extra rum.
Could you imagine, like, sitting there and be like, hey, George, what are you doing? What? We get double? This is an all right guy.
Yeah. He's like, yeah, fuck it.
We will make it across the Delaware now.
That's how they made it across. Drunk. Just kidding. The Delaware Crossing was in the winter, as why it's frozen.
My fuse curled up a little, so it's like away from the actual flame.
So push it down, and then
I am gonna push it down. I'm just letting you know what's going on.
Oh my gosh.
People can't see our fuse, so I am enlightening our listeners to what is going on.
You know you're not lighting is that fucking fuse.
I'm gonna save my fuse lighting for later.
You a bitch. It's you know, 4th of July, it's things. What is one of your favorite traditions of 4th of July? Because for me, I always like to smoke something or grill out or whatever. And, you know, do fireworks with the kid, you know. But I always like to take that moment and reflect on the sacrifices that have been made so that way we can enjoy this freedom that we have.
To be completely honest, I do not have any 4th of July traditions. I do enjoy my time off from work because it's normally some time off that I get to spend extra time with the family. And full transparency, I have a dual citizenship household and my wife is actually British. So it's not like a super huge celebration in my household, but I do celebrate it in the sense that I am a proud American. I'm not over patriotic, but I do support our military. Typically, if I have the time or if everything's set up right, I will grill. I will probably not smoke a meat, but I will have the traditional 4th of July food, which I know you know what the traditional 4th of July food is.
It couldn't be hot dogs and hamburgers.
It has to be. The number one food when I think of 4th of July is 100% hot dogs. I will absolutely have hot dogs on the 4th of July. Of all days of the year that I will have a hot dog, it will be on the 4th of July.
Nothing more. You know, do you have apple pie?
No, I don't have apple pie. My kid doesn't like applesauce. Apple pie hot dogs? She doesn't like applesauce.
She's a communist. Or a Briton. I know. Or a British person. No.
Nothing is as American as apple pie.
Yeah, exactly. Fourth of July. Hot dogs. We sell about 150 million hot dogs on the 4th of July. Nathan's Famous hot dogs are usually a part of it. The first unofficial contest took place on July 4th, 1916. It began with four immigrants. It was the most patriotic, and it ended up becoming one of the most widely known July 4th traditions in America.
Have you ever watched a hot dog eating contest?
Yeah, it makes me sick.
It makes me absolutely sick. But I get it. It's a tradition. It's something they do. They absolutely move hot dogs on that day. But I don't know if I could do a hot dog eating contest.
Just the water. Dunking the buns in water for me.
That's soggy bread.
I can't eat soggy bread. Like I get water on my bread and I have to just either like muscle through it or I just settle
in. Yeah, I'm not down with the soggy bread. But them motherfuckers, they be mowing that shit down, man. And normally the winner is like this fucking skinny dude. It's not even like the chubby fat people, it's like the skinny people that need to eat.
Yeah. It's ridiculous.
Normally it's traditionally held around Coney Island in New York.
Yep.
Which makes sense because that's where Nathan's are from. This is. Do you normally put like a flag outside? Are you a flag displayer?
Not normally. It's because I've lived in so many different locations. I don't normally display a flag because I don't know what the weather's gonna be. I've lived in a bunch of different houses, so I don't always have a way to display the flag. I will put out like a little flag-esque thing, like, you know, like a little little tiny like PVC flags or the plastic flag. I put that in my yard or whatever. I just don't display an actual fabric flag. Hell yeah. I like it.
I'm mad at it. I think there's a lot of veterans in my neighborhood, but that's cool. I mean, more power. More great.
Yeah, right.
More better.
More better.
More better.
Yeah. I do try to go to a 4th of July parade. I enjoy the parades. I think that's always a fun time. I take the kid, you know, he loves seeing the fire trucks and the police cars. And, you know, usually there's a Corvette, like a classic car club, the Boy Scouts and all these, you know, Girl Scouts and all these other stuff. And it's usually a good time. He enjoys it.
Yeah, I did not go to the parade last year, but I know they have parades here every year for it. I will definitely try to make it this year, depending on the time frame. But the parades are always a great display. I love seeing the older generation of the veterans when they're carrying their guidons and their flags and their banners. It's just a sense of, like, those guys fought for our country. Those guys are the ones that give us our freedom. This is one of the reasons why we celebrate. I do appreciate it. Salute, respect.
Absolutely. Speaking of the flag, do you know how many versions of the flag there has been?
Man, to be honest, I'm not even going to read from the paper. I only can think of two versions of the flag right now, and that's the one that we see, Old Glory. And then I do know that they have the one for the original 13 colonies. But I'm pretty confident there were some versions in between there with the Louisiana purchase, the Alaska purchase, going all the way to the West Coast, even picking up Hawaii. So I'm pretty sure you have a number. What's that number, sir?
27.
There's been 27 versions of the American flag.
Yep.
Do you think there'll be a 28?
You know, when I was younger, I would have said 100% because I felt like we were going to give Puerto Rico statehood. Now, I don't think so. What's the 50-50 that we have?
I was younger also. I thought Puerto Rico would become a state instead of a territory. But then as I'm older, I'm like, I don't know if society as a whole, as America as a whole, will accept a new flag.
Yeah, the state of our country, I, being what it is, know that we would accept a new flag. I have zero issues with giving Puerto Rico statehood. Nothing against those guys, nothing against that territory. I think they should become probably. I just don't think we're gonna. I don't think that's on the docket. I don't think that's high on our priority list.
I will definitely agree. What year did we purchase Hawaii?
1960.
I think it was like 1960. Yeah. So could you somewhere imagine, like, there? Around, like, matter of fact, I need to Google. I'm curious, what did the flag look like before we purchased Hawaii and Alaska?
Two less stars.
Red and white stripes, 13 original colonies. Flag is fun. I love when the symbolic history and stuff.
Yeah. My fuse fell off.
Your fuse fell off.
Yeah.
You know why your fuse fell off?
You're gonna tell me.
Your firecracker realized you're not patriotic as you thought.
Patriotic AF, motherfucker. I think 1960. Yeah, I mean, you got the couple extra flat, you know, stars, and the one I think of is the one we have now, right? The one with 50 stars. And then the other one I think of is the one in a circle that has the stars in a circle.
Yeah.
Those are like the two that I really think of the most.
Absolutely. That's exactly when you originally asked that question. That's the only two I could think of, like 50 stars or the 13 stars in a circle. There's other flags? Are you telling me there's other flags?
Yes, there's other.
I will tell you, my fuse did light, sir. I don't think it made a difference on my cigar.
No?
This cigar is absolutely wonderful. Elote, it has the same flavors as like a street taco, but there's an extra added like kick. I don't want to say pepper is okay. I will say pepper because it is spicy, and I can get the pepper on. It's actually white pepper. But it's not like that overbearing white pepper that I don't care too much for. It's a great blend. I definitely appreciate this cigar.
Very nice. Yeah, this is my first, I think, Probably my first firecracker I've smoked. I can say that I'm not super impressed with the burn line, though.
My burn line is razor sharp.
Yeah, it's kind of burning wonky for me.
Oh, wow.
So, that's why I keep touching it up, trying to get this other half to light and burn.
Burn even? Well, sir, I recommend, because I definitely love sidebars. I definitely love a July 4th sidebar. I think we had one last year. Sorry, yes. I don't remember.
Pretty sure we did.
Yeah, we did, because I smoked a firecracker. I think I smoked that firecracker. I recommend you picking up a Street Taco firecracker.
Yeah, even though
it's not as patriotic as yours, sir.
Remember the Alamo, motherfucker.
Isn't that where Pee Wee's Herman bicycle was?
Stop. And all the Texans said hallelujah.
Is that like a Texas thing?
Yeah, yes. As full disclosure, everybody, I grew up in Oklahoma. So don't hold that against me.
Too late.
I did grow up in Oklahoma, and so I know a lot about Texas and Oklahoma and that sort of stuff. So I got to spend a lot of time. I've gone down and visited the Alamo. I've gone down and visited a lot of places where, you know, the Civil War battles took place. Have you ever been to a Civil War reenactment?
Like you said, full disclosure. No. I grew up in South Carolina, and yes, I've been to quite a few, sir.
Yeah.
And the South will rise again.
Yeah. I think those things are a blast. You know, the people who put them on, they usually have a lot of fun. I think, you know, it's probably a good way to remember our history.
I definitely enjoy it. I mean, I'm poking fun at it, but I mean, I understand the history aspect of it. Not talking about the racial South aspect of it, but as the South aspect of it, it is enjoyable to watch. I had to get my poker. My cigar is getting a little too small for my fingers.
Yeah, I think yours was even shorter than mine was.
I think it was 4.5, shouldn't it? Shouldn't have been 4.5.
So sure.
I think they're all universally the same size. Any firecracker, I think, is going to be the same size. Reason why I say that, I was looking at the different firecrackers at Cigar, and I was looking at the Wiseman, and it was the same size as the Elote. And if I remember correctly, it was roughly the same size as the one you have now.
Yeah, yours is burning quick though.
I'm also we also smoke differently.
Facts. Big facts.
Tweet your zone, motherfuckers.
Yeah. No, I enjoy, you know, 4th of July is always a fun time. It's always enjoyable, you know, seeing all the everything, you know, trying to remember, you know, where we came from and where we're going, I think is always interesting.
I also equate 4th of July with just showing extreme patriotism. Like, no matter if you are a foreigner or whatever, the 4th of July is one of those holidays where it doesn't matter who, how, whatever your background is, whatever. If you're an American and you're in America, it's one of those, like, you not have to celebrate, but it's a sense of pride that's going to come over you whether you want to celebrate it or not. Because of the independence of how everyone it brings everyone together is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah. Well, and it's funny too, because, you know, there's so many times that, you know, if you spend 4th of July outside of the U.S. at all, it's almost surreal that people are like, yeah, it's 4th of July, whatever, no big deal. And they, you know, like, I don't, what's the big deal? You know, you go to like Germany or you go to Japan or something like that, and you're like, it's 4th of July, we got to do all the fun stuff. like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah, no, it's 4th of July. It's just the 4th day in July. Who cares?
Yeah, exactly.
I care, sir. I care.
Yeah. It matters to me. Try to go to Britain.
I wasn't even going that way. I just have tea and call it good.
Trumpets.
Well, sir, I don't want this episode to go too long because we got some celebrating to do, some fireworks to shoot, some parades to see. Yes. Maybe you can get out and see. I have a spot that I will set up so I can see the Las Vegas area from my house. And then I will get a longer cigar, probably a Churchill or something, and sit out there and enjoy the show.
Yeah, I definitely don't blame you. I'm probably going to try to do the same. I'll figure out where I can go. The first 4th of July up here in Illinois, right near St. Louis. So we'll see how this whole thing goes. I know the last couple of years I've been down in Florida, and it's always fun to see, you know, they have big old 4th of July over the bay and all that. They shoot fireworks off. It's always a good time. So I'm hoping this one will be a good time as well.
All right, sir. And till the next 4th of July.
Yes, I'm Austin.
And I'm Dice.
And remember, great leader.
Thank you for listening to Leadership of the Leaf. The comments and opinions expressed by the host and guests does not reflect the opinions of those that broadcast this show, nor does it reflect any of our affiliates.